You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It is Metal Shop and Metal Shop's Backstage Pass right now with Brian Tatler from legendary, iconic UK heavy metal band Diamond Head, releasing Lightning to the Nations 2020. I think 2020 is an interesting year in the record books as we kind of look back now. First off, congratulations on the release. And how's your 2020 been, Brian?
Thanks for having me on the show, Kevin.
You're very welcome.
Different. In a word, different. but not in a good way. We're in a terrible position with the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in, like, it's called Tier 3 at the moment, which is like a lockdown, which means you can't visit your friends and you can't go to pubs, you can't go to restaurants and all sorts of things. And of course it means that Diamond Head can't do any gigs, we can't do any live work. Our last gig was March the 8th, and everything we had planned this year has been either cancelled or postponed.
Yeah.
So it's tough, but I mean, it could be worse. I mean, there's worse people off. There's people in hospital and et cetera. So, you know, there's people stuck in lorries on the M20 in the UK, because France has closed its border. So it could be worse. I'll try not to moan.
I hear you, man. Every time I, will find myself complaining, I'm like, I think to the broader, idea of everything.
I do the same. Sometimes my wife has to check me, and say, Don't you can't moan about it because blah blah blah. But it is everything's changed, and mm-hmm. I do feel like I just want my old life back, but then so does everybody else.
Uh-huh. Well, you said that your wife will bring you back to reality or the big picture of things. And Christmas is coming up this week. Are you going to be celebrating with your wife and with your family, or are you guys going to do like a very small thing, or do you even celebrate Christmas at all?
Yeah, we always celebrate.
Okay.
We'll have some family members round. But this year we can't really because of the way the bubbles are structured, and mm-hmm. you only allow one extra person from the household. So it's just going to be me and the wife,
mm-hmm.
and Rachel's two children are all, they're grown up and moved out.
Yeah.
But they can't come over either because they want to mix with their biological dad and this, that, and the other. And so we'd be breaking the rules for them to come and see us as well. And it's just such a hassle this year that it's just going to be me and Rachel. Now, normally we'll have a turkey, and family members, mm-hmm. great. But this year we decided we'll just have a chicken.
There you go. The Year of the Chicken. You'll remember it by that, if nothing else.
Year of Chicken? That's a good title. I like it.
So my question... So music is something that us, metalheads and us musicians and music lovers will always go back to get us through, hard times and whatnot. And even just as a music fan, I'm curious about, say, like you're, overwhelmed by negative news in a day, or, you're just getting overwhelmed in your head. Is there an album that you can personally go back to that will just reset and refocus, like something that you love that you can always go back to make you feel good?
There's a few. I suppose it depends on the mood,
sure.
really. But sometimes I'll listen to choral music because
okay.
I just think it's very relaxing. I've got a couple of CDs from the Oxford choir called Agnus Dei, and it's kind of, you know, spiritual music, secular kind of, you know, music, I think you'd call it. And it's got Mozart on there and all sorts. There's a composer called Furrer or something, F-A-U-R-E, I think. All like, you know, hundreds of years old.
Mm-hmm.
But that is very calming. And I've listened to that CD a lot, probably especially this year. I mean, I still listen to some of my favorite albums. I love things like Dark Side of the Moon as a relaxing, chill album.
Yeah.
And I like Steely Dan and I like Crowded House.
Yeah.
But, you know, not sometimes I want to hear rock and I'll listen to AC/DC or, you know, Black Sabbath. And other times I want to unwind and play something a bit more soothing and sometimes that's what I go to, you know, some either sort of, you know, classic bands from the 70s that aren't, you know, aren't overly loud and aggressive, or something nice and gentle.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you. Thank you for giving me a little peek inside your CD player. So,
I couldn't just listen to metal. I mean, you know, music's such an incredible thing, isn't it? That it covers so many styles, and it'd be a shame to not explore different styles.
There's
some incredible bands around, and I try to, you know, listen to as much as I can. It's great to discover new music, but I don't always find stuff that I really like.
Fair enough. Now, I wanted to mention about you guys and a classic album that, you know, came back into the picture this year. You guys released Lightning to the Nations 2020, and I was curious about what made you guys want to go back and kind of revisit and kind of reimagine this legendary album. What was the idea behind that?
It was last year. Our drummer suggested it. We said, you know, the 40th anniversary of Lightning to the Nations was coming up.
And yeah.
We thought maybe we could re-record the album now, you know, now with this lineup and, you know, modern sound, make it heavier, make it, you know, more powerful. And so, you know, once we agreed we could do it and Raz was happy to be producer, then we started the process, and I suggested we do some covers as bonus tracks.
Yeah.
So we had to rehearse those. So we had a couple of rehearsals. We had one in December and one in January, and we got the four covers together. Well, you know, I've probably been thinking about it for maybe a few months. This idea probably came up last, you know, summer, you know, 2019, but we didn't start recording till into 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the drums down and the guitars before everything went into lockdown, you know. So we'd heard about the virus and all that, but we didn't know what was coming. But fortunately, we got some of it done before lockdown. And then it was a case of Raz had to finish, you know, had to record his vocals and mix the album and get it ready for the end of July. And he was able to do all that at home, thank goodness, because he's got a home studio.
Nice.
And so we just thought it was a brilliant thing for the fans to have the, you know, something to put out this year.
Yeah.
To mark the anniversary. And otherwise, this would have been a very dead year for Diamond Head. Because of all the gigs going, and probably, you know, thousands of other bands are in this situation where they've not been able to do anything this year. It's so frustrating.
You know what? Honestly, I think it's like the perfect medium to have out there, because first off, it would be hard to put out like something that's all originals, like 12 originals that you've put like time and time and time into, and then not be able to tour on it. But also, it's great that you have something out there to kind of, you know, focus and channel your energy into promoting and just having out there for your fans too.
Yeah, it, absolutely. I was so grateful that we'd made that decision and we'd started it. And then, you know, Raz was able to finish it off whilst in lockdown and we could get it out. Because like you say, you know, if we'd have had a new album, then we'd have wanted to tour it and promote it.
Exactly.
Whereas this, it don't matter so much because it's a 40-year-old, you know, the songs are 40 years old. We've just given them a new, you know, shine and polish and drag them into the 21st century. So it is like something for the fans, really. And it's going very well. I've earned some great feedback and I've seen some great reviews. So I'm super glad that we made the decision to do it and put the work in.
Well, tell me about the experience, man, because that's got to be a trip. You know, you said 40 years and you were the originator and you were on those, you know, the first recording. What was it like going back and revisiting that album and re-recording? Tell me about that experience.
For me, it was very positive. I've been playing these songs live on and off, you know, for 40 years.
Yeah.
So it was just a question of capturing sort of the live version almost.
Okay.
The way I've been playing them live. I mean, we've all been playing them live. Raz, mm-hmm. our singer's been in the band 6 years now.
Yeah.
So he's sung all these songs live mm-hmm. and has got to grips with them and the phrasing and, you know, how to do them. So I think that really helped. And it just meant that we could record it fairly quickly, fairly cheaply, without it being a, you know, a huge stress because, like, you know, like you touched on earlier, it's a new collection of songs.
Yeah.
You get quite worried about things and paranoid at times. But with this, we just felt, we know the songs are great because we play them live and that you know, they're still great after 40 years. So it's just a question of sort of getting some more power down. Put some more layers in the guitars and the vocals and make it, you know, much more for now, for 2020.
Totally. Absolutely, man. So it's killer. And if you're a fan of Diamond Head, or even if you're not, you know, if you're listening to this interview and you're like, I don't know what Diamond Head is. I don't even know what this band is. Then first off...
Kind of in Hawaii.
Right, exactly. So first off, you got to do some homework, but once you're done with that homework, you got to jam this new re-recording of the album. You can go back and listen to the old one, compare notes, you know, do a little homework. We got time here in 2020. We have time to do that kind of stuff. So I was curious about you. So you know, with 40 years of Lightning to the Nations and even beyond that, just starting Diamond Head and whatnot, you've been involved in for quite a while. What keeps you going and motivated and interested to keep going with Diamond Head? What keeps you, what keeps that irons in the fire, man?
I think it's just because I love playing the guitar. I love music. I've been a music fan since I was probably 11, 12 years old. Mm-hmm. My older brother took me to see bands and got me interested in live bands, you know. He took me to see Black Sabbath when I was 14.
That's awesome.
And that probably had a big effect on me. And also, Dave played guitar in a band, so that all rubbed off. And probably one of the reasons I play guitar is because Dave played guitar and he could show me some things, and then there was a guitar in the house that I could have a go on. I think it's almost like the same thing that when I started, I just want to be in a band. I want to do live gigs. I enjoy playing live. I enjoy writing songs. So not a lot has changed, except, you know, Diamond Head's got bigger. But I still want it to get bigger and bigger. I still want to play to 5,000 people.
Yeah,
you know, and every night would be sensational. But it doesn't happen very often. But that's the sort of goal. I'd like the band to just go from strength to strength. And I think we all work very hard to try and make that happen. We've all put a lot of effort and time into the band over the years, and that's, you know, that it's just that love of the music and the band and each other and friends. And, you know, it's a shared experience, isn't it?
Absolutely.
A gig. It really is. You can't do it on your own.
That's inspiring, man. So it's awesome to hear. I'm curious about at this point, moving forward, you know, with things on the brink of opening up, or, you know, people getting vaccines thanks to modern science and the miracle of all of that. Do you guys even approach this with making plans, or are you in a, like, a wait and see kind of approach? How are you managing that?
We have dates booked.
Oh, cool.
April and May, we have a UK tour booked, and fingers crossed that will happen.
Yeah.
I know I've looked through magazines and I see there's a lot of bands have hedged their bets and have decided we'll go for, like, you know, spring 2021.
Yeah.
And then some festivals are advertising, but I bet they're all jittery. They're all thinking, I hope it's going to happen. But you've kind of got to get on with life, haven't you? You can't just wait forever for it to become perfect again, for it to go back to normal. Somebody's got to kind of make the statement in a way and just go for it.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping the vaccine will work and everybody will regain their confidence to go out and go and see live bands again, and we can all get back to some kind of normal. But
just think about, you know, that's going to be such, you know, fingers crossed that everything works out and those gigs, you know, go through, and just think about how triumphant feeling it is going to be, you know, that first big metal show, that first big rock concert, you know, where people get to, like, you know, be in the mosh pit together or just sing along and high five each other and drink a beer together. Think about, like, that's just going to be the triumph of the human spirit.
Yes. I absolutely agree. I can't wait for it to come back, because we know how good it can be.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of been withdrawn from everybody. And the bands that survive and continue into next year, because I'm sure some musicians will call it a day.
Yeah.
With absolutely no, you know, income and almost no reason to keep practicing. And, you know, we've all spent fortunes on equipment and stuff, and it's all just sitting in warehouses and garages somewhere. But it will be so amazing to get back. I think everybody's going to appreciate what they missed, really, this year, and there should be some big celebrations next year. I'm looking forward to having some fun.
Absolutely, man. So I'm going to ask you one last question, if you don't mind, and it's kind of a random one, but we like to ask this question. So if you could pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it, Brian.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
I've heard some weird questions over the years. One guy asked me what my favorite cheese was.
Oh.
But a scar. I haven't got a favorite scar. I do have a scar on my head.
Okay.
When I was 11, I was playing with a friend, and he'd got a golf club, like a driver.
Uh-oh.
And it had been left out all night, so it was wet with condensation.
Uh-huh.
And so he picked it up and swung it to hit an apple that had fell off the tree. It flew out of his hand and hit me in the head.
Oh.
And I ended up in hospital, and I had to have a plate fitted and then a bone graft. And it was a couple of months of like surgery and recuperation. They said, you know, if it had been an inch lower, it would have hit my temple.
Oh.
It would have killed me. So I always think that was a close call. But, you know, we have a good NHS health care system over in the UK.
Yeah.
And they pulled me through, and I went on to write Am I Evil?
Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for your time. Do you have any final words for the Northwest audience, or just metalheads in general?
Just keep the faith. you know, Diamond Head will be out when we can.
Yeah.
And next year, hopefully, things will get back to normal and go and see your favorite bands, and you can buy the T-shirt. I was there. I survived COVID or whatever.
Right.
I'm sure there's going to be some major celebrations once it all comes back to normal. I hope it's not going to drag on for months and months and months. I hope we can really see the back of this horrible virus and move on. But, you know, if you haven't seen Diamond Head yet, then come and check us out where we can get over. We've been over to the States a few times.
Yeah, I saw you guys at El Corazon.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. We first came over in 2002. But I don't think it's probably been 2 years now since we were last there.
Yeah.
But we want to come over again. It's always great. It's always fun.
Well, we would definitely look forward to it, man. And thank you so much for your time. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Kevin. Thank you for talking to me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brian. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.